we've been hearing that we need to wash our hands more often to spread to prevent the spread of contagious diseases like the flu.
Right.
But we're also now being told that if you wash your hands too often, it can be a bad thing.
Well, too much of anything can be harmful. But in this case, this study that was done at the University of Michigan was I would say severely flawed in how it did its evaluation. What they did is they used a survey from the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, and also measured levels of two compounds, triclosan and BPA or bisphenol A in people, and then sort of said, okay, let's measure these levels. Let's measure antibody levels to a particular virus called cytomegalovirus. And if you're starting to get confused, you're not alone, because I really don't understand why they put all these three things together and then came up with a conclusion saying that, well, because there's antibody levels and those that were exposed to some of these other compounds, we seem to find more allergies in these people. It's really, the problem is that they could have chosen anything to measure, considering that they're also depending on self-reporting. And when measuring allergies is not a simple matter of being exposed to one thing or washing your hands too much. There's a lot to it. And there's family history. There's where you live. For example, Mark, when you're in Ottawa, lots of people will start saying, you know, I'm starting to get more reactions on my skin, more itchy skin, because the environment dries out and the skin dries out and you get more reactions. Whereas if you're down south and living down south in the United States all the time, you could be slathering on sunscreen all the time, and that may be responsible for causing some of your allergies. So it's very important to keep in mind that washing your hands will help. Just regular soap and water will help eliminate a lot of contagion, a lot of microbes. But the idea that somehow when you wash your hands and are exposed to these particular compounds, that somehow it's related to increased allergies, it's a really big leap, and I think the story does a really bad job at trying to illustrate this particular idea.
Now, there are some people who say that if you wash your hands too often or you're using one of those alcohol-based disinfectants too often, that you actually are getting rid of some of the things that are there to protect your body, and you're not letting your immune system deal with them. That's a separate argument, but is there any validity to that?
Well, that's a separate argument, and it's also only your hands that you're washing. And within 30 to 60 seconds after you've washed your hands, many of the bacteria that you've washed off, the good stuff, starts to come back. And your body is not just your hands, obviously, and there are other defenses that your body uses to prevent infection. So washing your hands and focusing only on the hands and ignoring that the rest of your body does also provide you with protection, that conclusion that washing your hands too much may reduce your resistance, I would say washing your hands too much may break the skin down and develop more rashes if you take all the oils out of your skin. And as a result, you may end up with infections or cracks or more damage that way. But other than that, it's just there's not enough data or evidence from this particular study to suggest that somehow washing your hands excessively will damage your immune system or increase your risk of allergies. It's just it just doesn't wash, so to speak.
So for now, I can continue to compulsively hand wash all day long.
But then you'll see your skin fall off your hands. So that's the thing. So it's anything else. You wash your hands. If you're exposed to an area, you wash your hands with soap and water. You can also use, for example, soaps that don't take out all the oil out of your hands. There are specific agents. One of them is called Spectro Gel, which is used to wash hands, many people who have allergies use that because it doesn't take the oils out and you don't end up with the eczema on the hands. So there are things you can use to wash your hands without experiencing the skin damage associated with multiple hand washings.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.